In the 5 months Les Darcy was in the US, he never faced a formal fight. He was attacked in the media and labelled a shirker and deserter in headlines fed by the Sydney promoters Darcy had abandoned. There was also a complex web of political pressure, which led to US government authorities banning him from competing in any proposed match. News of Les Darcy's trials during this period shared front-page coverage with the growing losses of young lives on the fronts of World War I. In May 1917, Les Darcy's death, at age 21, was the headline. On the 24th of May 1917, Les Darcy fell ill and died in Memphis, Tennessee. It was in death that Les Darcy was once again shown an outpouring of love and respect. Thousands attended the memorial processions, and funerals were held for him in Memphis, San Francisco, Sydney, and Maitland. 8 scenes of the extravagant funeral procession in San Francisco can be seen here, beside the engraved memoriam plate, which was given to Darcy's closest friend, Mick Hawkins, to accompany Darcy's coffin home to Australia. The large photograph shows the crowds of onlookers that lined the streets of Maitland as the hearse made its way to the East Maitland Cemetery, where hundreds of thousands crowded for the graveside ceremony. Since his death, numerous books and articles about Les Darcy's life and boxing career have been published. A song of remembrance was composed in 1917, and his image reproduced on commemorative coins and stamps, and even chewing gum and cigarette collector cards. Maitland Regional Art Gallery is custodian to many such objects. Some of the most precious are personal items that belong to Les Darcy, donated to the gallery's collection by his family. These items had been collected by Darcy's youngest brother, Joe, the babe in arms seen in the family photo on the veranda of their East Maitland home.